A Macrofelt woman says she's physically and mentally devastated after getting 5 dates for a knee replacement operation, 4 of them cancelled at the last minute. Heather, who's 55, is in constant pain and agreed to accept a cancellation date if one became available in order to get the operation done earlier. However, she says she had no idea that by doing this, it would actually delay rather than speed up her journey to the operating table. She's been speaking to our reporter, Nicola Weir.
After the pre-op was all over, I was chatting to the nurse and she says to me, if you give it a couple of weeks and ring the consultant secretary, she should be able to give you a date. I rang back 2nd, 3rd of December, whatever day it was, and she says to me, Heather, we have you penciled in, she says, for the 24th of January. She says, I can put you down for cancellation. I says, that would be terrific.
Something then happened in between time. So tell me about that call that you received.
Hospital rang me on Thursday, the 3rd of January, to say they had a cancellation for an op. Could I go in on Tuesday, the 8th, for my operation on the 9th?
So you must have been delighted. Cancellation. And I suppose you said, put me, yes, yes, please, I'll have it.
I was over the moon. I had finally got a date, all organised, ready to go. In the letter, it states that you have to ring the morning of your operation to make sure there's a bed for you. So I rang the hospital at 9 o'clock, got through to the ward, was told they hadn't even started to discharge. The nurse said she would ring me back in a couple of hours when she knew what was going on. I waited and waited and waited till my nerves was out of the window. About 11:30, I rang back and she said that they were still in the process of discharging patients, that she would ring me back as soon as she knew anything. I waited and waited. About 3:10, the consultant secretary rang me back to say, Heather, I am very sorry, there is no bed.
You must have been devastated.
I cried. I was devastated. It knocked the stuffing out of me.
But I suppose maybe you just said, well, look, I'll... didn't get the cancellation, I'll just revert back to my January the 24th date.
Yes, that's what I said to her, that now that I hadn't got the cancellation, could I go back to my original date? And she says, no, sorry, she says, that would have been already allocated to somebody else because you accepted the cancellation. And I think I said something along the lines like, but I accepted the cancellation because you told me there was a cancellation. Now there's no bed. What happens now? She says, I will have to find you another date. And she comes back and she says to me, Heather, I have you squeezed in, she says, for the 22nd of January. I'll send you out another letter. And I says, thank you very much. Goodbye.
But I suppose it was a gunk that you thought maybe I'd be able to go back to my original date. That must have been a bit of a shock.
It was a bit of a shock because I automatically thought, right, I didn't get the cancellation. Surely my name should have still been on that slot. That was my slot, I should have still been able to keep that. But apparently that's not the way it works.
I suppose you were sort of cursing yourself up and down, saying, why did I accept the cancellation?
Yes, I know. As I had said to Mum, if I hadn't said, right, OK, I'll take the cancellation, I still would have been down for the 24th. Mm-hmm. But I thought I was doing a good thing, taking the cancellation, getting in a fortnight early.
So you took the second date, which was the 22nd of January. So... all on course then?
I accepted the date for the 22nd, got the letter out again to confirm, got myself again all psyched up, ready to go. Received a phone call from the hospital on the 10th of January to say that they'd had another consultation. Could I come in for Tuesday the 15th?
So they said, great, you know what, you can forget about the 22nd date. There's another consultation the 15th.
Yes.
Was there any hesitation when you thought... I've got this date on the 22nd. I wonder should I take this cancellation again? Or what did you think?
No, I jumped at the chance again. Because the way I'm looking at it is the sooner I can get my first knee operation, get on my feet, I'll be back in for my second one. I don't want it to drag on and on and on. I hope and I would love to be back on my feet for the summertime. Both knees done, raring to go.
Mm-hmm. So you got this new date?
Yes.
What happened?
Monday the 14th, hospital rang to say, sorry, Heather, again, there is no beds. Again, I was devastated. I cried. I said to the secretary, I know I'm not going to get my original date or my date the 22nd, so what happens now? What date can you offer me? And she says, Heather, I'm very sorry, but at this time, there's no date for you. Mm. Well, that really, my heart just fell out of me. Mm. And she says to me, one second, she says, when was your pre-op? And she says to me, Heather, we are sailing very close to the wind on your pre-op. I says, does that mean my pre-op's run out of date? She says, I'm going to have a meeting now with the ward sister and the pre-op team to let them know that your pre-op is sailing very close to the wind. On the Wednesday morning, phone meant, Secretary Heather, we have got you another date, the 29th of January. Right. And I says, thank you very much. She says, your pre-op runs out at the end of the month, so we have to get you in before then.
If they phoned again and said, Heather, there's been a cancellation here, what do you think you would say?
I would still like to take the cancellation, but I would make it perfectly plain to the secretary that I do not want my name taken out of the 29th till I have had my surgery and back on the ward. Mm-hmm. And unless she could guarantee me that, I won't be accepting the cancellation.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of public interest in that report by Nicola Weir. So we went to the Western Trust and we asked them about this issue that will affect quite a few of you, of accepting a cancellation and then losing your original date. So you accept a cancellation, they then cancel that date that they give you and you lose your original date. Right? And they give your first date then out to someone else. So you would have thought that the Western Trust would be wanting to reassure all of you or to in some way explain what the situation is. Nah. So when we went to them, what did they do? They just ignored the question. So they just ignored any attempt to reassure you what would go on. They didn't address it. They ignored it. They gave us a statement talking about increased hospital pressures for some planned non-urgent surgeries that are postponed. They say in their statement that their staff endeavour on a daily basis to avoid operations being postponed. But do you know what the Western staff do? Whoever decides to liaise with you through the BBC, they go out of their way to avoid answering the question to any of you, which is that if you accept a cancellation, what about losing your original date? Now, who do they think they're working for? Who do they think pays their wages? And we can answer that really easily. You do. So for all of the clever people in the Western Health Trust this morning who have thought to themselves, aren't they really creative in being able to duck a question to all of the public of Northern Ireland who might be concerned about accepting a cancellation? Here's what I'm saying to you on their behalf. We're going back to you this afternoon. In fact, we've gone back to you already. We're going to go back to you today and we're going to ask you to be less clever, to be less creative and simply answer the question on behalf of people who maybe don't have a lot of money to be able to go private. And this is a big deal to them. So forget about ducking questions and how about doing your job for people who are paying for you and answer the question. If you accept a cancellation, what happens to the original date and is that fair and what are you going to do about it? And we'll let you know if the Western Health Trust decide to actually answer the question that you all need answered. Like that lady gave an interview to the BBC expecting that she might be treated with a degree of decency by the Western Trust. And what does she get back? They decide to duck her question. We'll be back to you tomorrow with a follow-up on that.